Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CBS, Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine front, Gaza front, two wars, simultaneous, more threats. We go immediately to Brussels. Ukrainian President Zelensky made a surprise appearance at NATO headquarters, claiming the world stage a moment when a new war is dominating headlines and comparing Russian President Vladimir Putin to Hamas terrorists. The quote, "Terrorists like Putin or like Hamas," said the president, "seek to hold to free and democratic nations as hostages, and they want power over those who seek freedom. The terrorists will not change," said President Zelensky. "They must lose, and that means we must win." End quote. What does Zelensky need to win? He needs ammo. He needs air defense. I go to Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, artilleryman. CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy CEO, ammo and air defense. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Yes, we will get to the front in Gaza, but the front in Ukraine right now is facing winter and bombardment. Your measure of Zelensky, what does he need? What is in the arsenal of democracy that will help him, Jeff?
Good evening, John. Well, Mr. Zelensky certainly needs the things you describe, military assistance, particularly translated into ammunition and air defense. He also, I'm sure, is looking forward to the arrival of F-16 aircraft, which hopefully will arrive in the early part of the new year. And finally, he's looking for economic assistance. I saw numbers that to keep the economy floating, we're probably talking $40 billion in economic assistance that Ukraine may need as well. And all those things coming at the same time that we have this war in the Middle East between Hamas and Israel, which really drives attention in the West away from Ukraine and deprives Ukraine perhaps of the notoriety that it needs if, in fact, it's going to translate that ongoing crisis into material resources. And, of course, he's worried about that right now, particularly as the wind seems to be moving against him with all the controversies in the United States over the Congress, the new speaker, and the willingness of the Congress in the United States, at least, to support additional aid.
Jeff, we've seen this NATO crisis before. It's happened several times in NATO. You're a veteran of NATO. How does NATO respond to a crisis like this? Two wars, and one of them desperate for ammo and needs it now. What is the mechanism there to respond?
Well, of course, it would be the North Atlantic Assembly is the assembly where decisions are made for NATO partners and seeks consensus. I don't recall a time when we had two hot wars like this going on simultaneously that would strain the command and control and the ability of NATO to coordinate. But at the same time, we do see things happening. For example, Germany in the last couple of days just announced a $1 billion aid package to Ukraine, largely around the things you and I discussed, ammunition and air defense. And even today, the Biden administration announced a $200 million package of military aid to Ukraine, which does include artillery ammunition, air defense, small arms, demolitions, spare parts, etc. The president still has a certain amount of drawdown authority available to him of several billion dollars. So the fact that the Congress has not voted additional aid does not mean the pipeline has totally been shut down. There are still supplies in the queue destined for Ukraine that will continue to arrive. But the crisis will get worse, obviously, as we get farther and farther in the year, at least in terms of the U.S. support. Now, whether across Europe, we can see a stepping up of European leaders, where they have the political strength and, frankly, the material at hand to sort of start filling some of those gaps, that, I think, remains to be seen. All the while, we know, I think, that Mr. Putin is enjoying this particular crisis a great deal. For him, it's reinforcing his belief that you and I have talked about several times, that his willpower is far superior to the West, and all he needs to do is wait us out. I think the other day, in fact, Putin said, you know, once Western aid stops, the war will be over in a day or two.
I tell a story from a colleague of mine who was on the Danube River at the junction between Moldova and Ukraine and Romania. Several days passed, routinely incoming from Russian missiles on Izmail, one of the Ukrainian ports on the Danube. The Danube is now the best way to get grain out because the Black Sea is blockaded. Routinely, missiles coming in, so much so that you can hear them or not. You know that they get up the next morning and go back to getting grain out, the very busy Danube. I puzzled when I heard that. Air defense, they don't have it to cover a major port on the Danube. That means they don't have it across the rest of the country. They're being bombarded routinely and will through the winter. Is that lesson getting through to Washington? That they're right now vulnerable to these discouraged. Harrison, you know, Jeff, what it is to be under bombardment. It breaks the will.
Yeah, I think it's coming to the fruition, but there's no doubt about the problem is one of scale. Can you provide sufficient air defense to cover the entirety of Ukraine? The answer is probably not. And second of all, as we watch the war in Ukraine, and these were these two things pull against each other. One of the demands for the war in Israel may be additional air defense because of a fear that the number of rockets that Hamas can launch and perhaps if Hezbollah joins the conflict even more, could actually overwhelm the Iron Dome air defense system, meaning the Israelis as well will be seeking additional assistance in the area of air defense. And clearly we can see already the outline of the Russian strategy as we head into the winter. That is, first of all, to try to take away the willpower of the people. Number two, to destroy the grain infrastructure in the Ukraine, the Danube becoming more and more important. And the Ukrainians have been trying to expand that outlet through Romania and Moldova to export grain. For example, John, about a week ago, I saw statistics that so far the Russians have destroyed 280,000 tons of grain since this invasion began. Now, to put that in a scale for you, that's enough grain to feed 10.5 million people for an entire year. And they're going to continue to bombard that infrastructure, as well as, I think, starting to hit more and more of the energy grid, because as they did last winter, they want to make it a very cold winter for the Ukrainians. Now, we have seen some success, though. It does seem that Ukrainians, by virtue of the attacks they did against Crimea, have forced the Russians to move all, or at least the vast majority of the Black Sea Fleet, eastward. This may offer up opportunities for the Ukrainians to have some passages right along the coastline there of Romania on the west side of the Black Sea to export grain.
Missiles, Jeff. What does Ukraine need that will get it through the winter that it does not now have? I've been told repeatedly, and I can't remember all of the different kinds of missiles and ordnances, something with long range. Early on in the war, the idea is if we give something long range, we'll get into worse trouble with Putin. I think we're past that now, Jeff. We've got two wars going on. We can't be, what you'd have to say, tactical about this. We've got to go for a strategic success.
Yeah, I agree, John. And on the air defense side, of course, there'll be more Patriot and more NASAM air defense system. On the surface-to-surface side, I think we're going to hear very soon a decision by the Biden administration to provide a TACMS, which is a missile of about 200 miles of range, but can mount both a high-explosive warhead as well as a cluster munition warhead. Once that announcement was made, I believe that will trigger the Germans to provide the Taurus missile, which has a missile range far in excess of even ATACMS. And when you start adding up Taurus, ATACMS, the Storm Shadow provided by Great Britain, and a similar missile system provided by France, now you've got a pretty significant array of missile systems that can strike Russian supply lines, concentration points, command and control networks that are funding and fueling the Russian military operations in Ukraine.
Is heavy equipment arriving all the time? Because I don't see what you do, Jeff. Are the tanks and the support vehicles and the bridging equipment and all of the paraphernalia of field hospitals, is that constantly arriving in Ukraine?
Yeah, of course it is, John, because you got to continue to replenish that. Nothing burns up more material than a war machine. And when you're the Russians and you're still firing thousands of rounds of artillery ammo every single day, that's got to be replenished. One interesting thing, John, based on the visit by Mr. Putin with his good friend Kim Jong-un out there along the border of North Korea, was we've seen a significant increase in train traffic coming out of Korea, going into Russia. Now, nobody knows exactly what that is, but I'm sure it's not rice. And as a consequence, I'm pretty sure it's ammunition, it's spare parts, it's artillery ammo, all of it eventually destined for Ukraine. Well, with these new systems, as it gets closer to Ukraine, they may be able to engage those railway networks the Russians are using in the proximity of Ukraine to disrupt that flow into the battlefield.
Back to where we started, Zelensky's unannounced visit to NATO headquarters. I'm sure the unannounced part is part of the security, but in any event, is NATO ready to fight this to the end, Jeff? Are they looking for a negotiation? Your intuition about NATO, you've been there.
Yeah. Well, I think that we said a number of times, John, the goals of Ukraine and Mr. Zelensky and the goals of NATO and the West overlap, but they are not necessarily coincident. Clearly, as the war has gone on now for over 18 months, Mr. Zelensky has been adamant that his end state is all Russian forces off of all Ukrainian territory, including Crimea, including those territories seized as well in 2014. That may be beyond what the West necessarily wants to do. And the West might be willing for some degree of territory return that's less than that. That being said, to me, I think the compromise between those positions will likely be, is NATO, if they're going to urge the Ukrainians to negotiate for something less than full territorial return, is NATO, the United States, willing to accept Ukraine into the European Union and accept Ukraine into NATO to provide Ukraine the security guarantees that it would believe it would need once any negotiation was completed?
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College, the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. We turn to Gaza Front. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.